Blog Talk Radio.
I've been on the road so long, I forgot what kind of cars I got. I rap so much, I forgot what kind of bars I got. Rose in the concrete, rose to the top. Son of a gun, raised by a Glock. Georgia Power was off, I was raised in the dark. I don't know if it fazed me or not, no telling. If I didn't turn 15, I wouldn't have been a felon. I bout it, I vouch for violence in my section. If you don't shoot or get shot at, you ain't go through adolescence. You ain't go through all the pressure. You ain't get all of your blessings. What you know about not being able to re-up going through the pressure? What you doing about aggression? What you know about confession? If it weren't for my neighborhood, then I wouldn't be nothing. If it weren't for my neighborhood, then I wouldn't be nothing. If it weren't for my neighborhood, then I wouldn't be nothing. If it weren't for my neighborhood, then I wouldn't be nothing.
Crunching numbers with Dutch heads. Seven figures in Buckhead. I get dough to us enough bread. Money talk to us enough said. It was Toon Poon, Baby M, and Big U stand for upset. I can tell you what a plug is. Over there with my cousin. Say I'm under the influence. I was downstairs where the drugs at. 40 cal, 50 cal. Even my mama told a pistol now. They call on that Crenshaw. Only thing we need is a missing child. You already know what this about. I shouldn't be right around with this amount. Cause I can take a bit with this amount. And take all the trip with this amount. I look like a lick, act like I'm rich, talk like a whip, walk like a brick, fly like a blimp, right over the public. If it weren't for my neighborhood, then I wouldn't be nothing. If it weren't for my neighborhood, then I wouldn't be nothing. If it weren't for my neighborhood, then I wouldn't be nothing. If it weren't for my neighborhood, then I wouldn't be nothing. Crunching numbers with Doug's head. Seven figures in Buckhead.
Oh, shit. Let me see if we can get anyone else on this bitch. Damn it, man. Yo, I need somebody to call into the show. What's up, MLG? You trying to do a show, man? Y'all comment on Facebook. Let me know if anyone else calling in so I can try to add y'all. I'm trying to do this shit from my phone, man. Let me know if I need to get back on that tab. Hold up. See what kind of cars I got. Yo, who on? All right, Larry, hold up. Can you, have you ever logged into our page on Blog Talk to get to the studio to add callers? Let me know real quick, because I'm on my phone. Fuck, man. Cody then set the show time and bounced on your butt. I gotta go in. Add y'all motherfuckers, man. Hold up. If it wasn't for my neighborhood, then I wouldn't be nothing. Seven figures in bucket. Y'all hold tight for a few minutes. Damn, I forgot there was Monday Night Football. Alright, let's see, hold up. Hold up.
This nigga's trying to kill me.
Studio.
Oh, that shit for just 1 minute.
Yo, who that? It's Larry. Yo.
This is a collect call from L Train from the lab. Do you accept the charges?
You're a hoe.
Yo.
Yo, why are
Where
you?
Where is everybody?
Why are you a hoe like that?
What are you talking about?
Fucking whistleblower ass. Whistleblower ass lady. I ain't never seen a dude with the strongest vendetta against his own homeboy.
What are you talking about? He came to me
and had to like
listen
that, to We're friends like that who needs enemies, man.
And that was a wrist slap, bruh.
We can't
look like the NFL front office.
Some whole ass shit. You know that. Hey, you know that, bruh. Yo.
And you should have just been more transparent about it, bro. You wouldn't have lost that game to that dude.
Oh. I ain't going to get into that. You about to make the wild card again?
That's all I need. I just need to get in.
I like how you went to the AFC. I know that was your number one criteria this year to get away from me.
Shit, no, I wanted to get in Cody's division. Put my ass in tier two.
Why y'all get so motivated by that shit?
He ain't done more than me other than hire a stunt double.
Oh, shit.
I do my own stunt.
Man, don't nobody know about that. You got to keep that on the low, bro. That shit's a secret.
I put him on blast about it that one time. I said, did you really do wrong in the playoffs this year?
Hey. You want to know? Hey, let me tell you what's so funny about that. It was like this fool Cody about to call in right now. Listen, Larry. So what was so funny about that game was, I was like, in the middle of the game, I was like, Larry, I was like, Cody, you got a whole new game plan, and you're diving into the end zone on every touchdown. Like, what got into you? He was like, man, I'm just doing my thing. I wasn't even playing. He was like, I'm just doing my... Whoever I was playing was, like, diving into the end zone and, like, high-stepping. I was like, what's wrong with you, bro? Like, when did you get this new scheme? He was like, I just learned it the other day. He was, like, messaging me during the game. Yeah, that's good. But anyway...
That shit's funny, bro.
He got to deal with that shit, though. Fuck it. I wanted to talk about something tonight about the league. I wanted to talk about leagues. Are you in any other leagues?
Me?
Yeah.
So I'm just in that lobby.
Because what I noticed is our league is pretty consistent. Everyone's like, it's a little bit down this year. It's because when other leagues are just starting up, everyone has a...
Mm-hmm.
Every league dies. Every league, this is how every other league starts. If it's a fantasy draft, it's going to start out
active as fuck. Because it's a bunch of people that don't know each other, right?
Active. And they're into their team.
Hey, can you hear me?
Pick them out. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So just the fact that you drafted is going to make it super dope. And then by the time half the team start losing, and then you don't know anyone, and then people start breaking rules, and then no one gets any joy from beating anyone.
So week 12
shined
dead.
Yeah. I feel like
so
ours
like,
is kind of – I feel like we're starting to
like
us to win now in the playoffs.
Yeah, the people that don't win, they start tapering off, and then they regain steam once the draft comes. But you can't keep everybody interested for a whole season.
Yeah, we need to get through these playoffs fast, though. We don't need a slow ass postseason like we did towards the end last year, because that's when you get the. I think it's got to be across the board that it's down. Just the fact that EA like making everybody wait for the patches, I think, took a lot of the steam out of it. Because then that put it right up on the heels of 2K, which
yeah.
everybody knew was going to clean right out of the gate. So
I just don't get how
mean,
people
yeah.
are so – like when Steph's League started and everyone was all excited about it, and that shit is – no offense, Stebs, but like – once after you get over the joy of finally drafting your team, shit is like, I don't know anybody. People breaking rules, people talking shit, people disrespecting each other. Then people are losing and quitting. You're finding replacements. Like, it's hard to find a league that can get through a season with a full league. And like, unless you're in a league to where it's like you've been in it for years, it's very hard to maintain that shit. But it's not dead around here. It's just, you know, I think some of the people that are losing are tired of the same. It looks like the same faces are making it to the playoffs again, but it is what it is.
Yeah, we got a good core of people. I mean, it sucked that, like, CG quit. That was kind of lame. He should have stuck around. But, I mean, it's
I was
good
mad
to get
that B-Dot quit.
Man, you can't blame him, though. He's got so much going on.
Yeah, he brakes off him, too, so.
He didn't want to get put back in the lion tamer again.
Some people are getting exploited, though. Unless you adjust your game, you're going to get fucked up this year.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to run that same shit, and that shit ain't going to work. I don't know. This game, once you get the hang of it, it's not really that different from last year, but it's not hard. But the one thing, the personnel match rule, like when I was watching your game the other day, your opponent was like, JSD was in like, first of all, he was run committing, which is supremely gay. First or second down, run commits
yeah.
in lobby. You know what I'm saying?
You saw
on like
the game,
30 or 40. Yeah, I did. And then he was in quarters versus like too tight sometimes. And then you go four wide, he might go base. Like, I don't understand. I don't want to start enforcing the rule like that, but it's just getting carried away, bro.
I mean, I burned him on every one of the run commits, but still, it's just like, I don't enjoy that kind of kamikaze stuff. Because it's like, I'm out there trying to be systematic in what I'm doing. I'm not just out there gambling.
But it's not cool because, like, just because you can exploit it doesn't mean it's not illegal. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, yeah.
You should, like you said that one time, like, I spend that one game you watched where I was like, I didn't run none of my plays because I was trying to exploit him being in the wrong personnel the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
That's not cool.
Yeah, I'm not covering guys down.
And it's not like some people – I've heard people say, Ron, you run out of spread set, so you're trying to take advantage. It's not like that. It's just that, like, all the nanos and shit are out of base. Like, in real life, you can't have a linebacker out there over three receivers and do anything. You can't do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's going to get
– or, like, you can't be out there in quarter versus high form and stop the run. Like, you just can't do it. So, I don't – it just doesn't make sense that people can do it but and still try to do it.
What up, Jose?
Hold on. What up?
Hey, Cody, Larry put you on blast earlier.
When?
Missed it.
This shit was unplugged. It went on blast.
He said,
what was he talking about?
Basically that he said basically that he picked his team trying to get in your division or conference because you put him in tier two. And he said you ain't done nothing better than him but get a stunt double in your biggest game.
A stunt double?
Yeah.
Not this year, I'm talking about.
He's just salty because I whipped that ass.
Whipped that ass? Come on, bro. I was up 10. You got two fumbles.
Did y'all play this year?
Yeah, he squeaked against my computer team when I was on vacation.
The computer team.
I had this dude shook, and I wasn't even playing him, dog.
Cody don't even need rattled. A stunt double now. He can just go on AP in the playoffs.
Hey, I need to make that a top five roster video. Who y'all got top five rosters?
Shit, might be the Patriots. Not, or who was it? Somebody had a dope-ass roster, but the team wasn't really that good. The Skins? Scott has a really good roster.
The Colts got a great roster, too, in my opinion, but I played him earlier. I played Tank earlier. Devontae Parker on this game is a glitch, bro. Like, he's always open. I don't understand this shit.
This is how you know it's a good roster. If you've ever done a fantasy draft, and this is when I realized my roster was crazy because I could not have drafted a better team than what I got. Because, like, if you look at it, like, if you have players that would have gone in the first three rounds and you have, like, six of them, you know what I'm saying? Like, you would not have gotten those guys.
Yeah, for sure.
My team's pretty nutty. Yeah, you got an elite roster, Cody, thanks to three
like,
trade rapes.
In Steb's league, in the fantasy draft in the first two rounds, like, who would have gone out of my team? It would have been Bridgewater, Charles, Sitton,
the defensive line.
Bennett Watt, and, well, that's five right there. So, like, I would not have gotten those guys. You know what I'm saying? I would have had a deeper team, but I would not have had, like, those five
that
guys.
Star
that's how you know it's That's how you know it's a good team. Like, I ended up with a
man. You fucking lucky.
Huh?
You fucking lucky. Did you make any trades to get any big pieces? Did you get Tavon
Hell
back?
Yeah, I traded a lot of guys, but I got lucky because I got Aaron Rodgers and, like, Jamal Charles. I don't ask a lot of my receivers, though. So, like, Danny Amendola is all I need. So,
yeah, just...
The rest of I traded Earl Thomas. I'm sorry, not Aaron Rodgers. This is my other league. I traded Earl Thomas for Bridgewater and somebody else. Nice.
That face is going to be big on.
Safety's going to be doing that much shit on this game unless you're. Safety's
well,
going to be
I
doing
use
that
the free safety
game,
and he's 5'10. So, like, I'm not going to. If I use the free safety,
yeah, exactly.
I don't need Earl Thomas.
You don't need a midget on Peter's cam.
He's going to get...
Oh.
Hey, you know, did y'all see that game that I lost to Britt?
You said you were flying up on the swing. He got you on the cheater's cam. You were drunk than Sark.
Like, I was drunk. I was like Sark out there on that Moesha. It was like three plays in a row. He ran a swing, and I was in cover three, and I like flew up to the swing. I was like, what the fuck am I doing? I was down like 20. I was like, oh, my God, I suck.
I'll be having games like that where I'll come up with a free safety and I'll totally whiff on a fucking easy tackle or easy play. I'll have a fucking slow ass tight end beat me all the way to the end zone.
I played on cheaters camp four times that year. He went 15-1.
Hey, y'all be talking hella shit. I'm anxious to see if y'all meet up in the playoffs.
Nah, he's going to get put out before he meets over me.
You're going to be the 3 or the 2 seed, Cody?
I'll probably be the 3 seed, so we won't play until
I think I got Stubbs. I'm pretty much locked into Stubbs game one in a rematch.
Yeah, I mean, you won't play for a while. You'll get knocked out, Billy, so we won't play at all, actually.
Excuse me? I've beaten Stubbs by about 28, and that fool came back and lost by 3.
Hey, don't be talking shit about Stubbs. That man is a paid YouTube Madden expert, bro.
It's funny, though. Hey, what I was talking about in chat earlier, though, is, like, it's funny to watch people's playbook, how it's changed since last Madden and Madden before that. Like, since we all been in the same league, I've noticed, like, who's running, like, what's hot and who's running the same shit they've always ran and just, like, making reads, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people out there that are just running half-back tosses and full-back dives and, you know, all the other fucking overpowered bullshit that's on the game this year. You got people just running
Cody's still out there on third down running Eagles flood every rip.
Yeah,
like, God damn,
yeah,
if you play Cody and you don't know that shit's coming, you are awful, dog.
Exactly.
Cody literally runs the exact same shit he ran last year. Like, I respect that.
I run the same shit. Like I said, I run the same shit I've been running for 2.5 years.
Cody run that Eagles flood on every third down, though.
It should work every year. I mean, it's not like it's a glitch. Like, the same stuff schematically should work against the same defenses every year if you know what you're doing.
No, Ron, I only run that shit maybe once or twice a game, depending on the situation. But I really only run that shit maybe once a game.
Just like you're running that.
Y'all literally play like Chip Kelly in real life. Like, y'all run the ball and make, like, the most pussy-ass throws ever. That's how y'all both play.
I think that was a compliment.
Yo, fuck you, Ron. I'm about to smash her up in the Super Bowl. No homo.
Nah, y'all, that's not a diss. Shit. I mean, if you're making, it's all high percentage, but it's pussy. I've watched some games where y'all literally, like, if y'all have to throw the ball to a receiver, it's like a 50% chance of getting picked. It's going to be run the ball, swing, screen, flat, wheel, like, all, everything is just like...
I'm not just saying it was an attempt. What are you talking about per attempt?
Yeah, yo, if you look at my... Hey, Ron, if you look at my fucking my stats right now, my wide receivers are... I got, like, two of my wide receivers that are leading my team in reception, so... My running back's up there, my tight end's up there, but I have Jimmy Graham, so, like, it's... almost a given that he's going to get the ball as much as possible.
Who did you rate for Jimmy Graham?
I don't even remember, man. I got, like, Jimmy Graham for some hot sauce and a fucking McButtersworth fucking.
Jimmy Graham was on three teams before the game was playing.
Larry, post that shit on the page. Cody said he got Jimmy Graham for a hot sauce and a Miss McButtersworth. Post that because... If you find Cody in the right argument, he will act like he did not trade rape anybody.
Yeah.
I traded away young players for old players. That's
Here you go. Now he's going to try to defend the shit. Larry, post that shit that he just said.
How's it going?
He said he got Jimmy Graham for the McDonald's all-day breakfast biscuit. Hey, let me tell y'all, I went to McDonald's the other night, bro. I was like, yo, I heard y'all niggas got breakfast all day. What's cracking? These niggas gave me a hash brown from 7:30 in the morning, dog. That shit tasted like shit. I was like, yo, when did y'all, I know y'all got breakfast all day, but when did y'all make this shit, my nigga?
Shit tastes like a stale turd.
Hell nah, no, man, dog, that shit was made in the morning, dog. That shit was terrible.
Nah, I don't be fucking with McDonald's, man. They got the worst fucking cook, like the worst workers of all time there, dude. I've never went to a McDonald's and had a good experience.
That sweet tea, dog. Fuck with them.
That sweet tea, dog. They dropped like a whole fucking gallon of sugar in that bitch. Like, there's no way I can drink that shit. I got to die.
Nah, fuck that. At least y'all ain't got to watch them make that shit. I went to Waffle House last week when I was faded, and fucking Booger McFarlane was in there making nigga folded my wrap and shit with some ashy-ass hands. And nigga had, that nigga had a beard net on.
Hell no, dude.
And nigga,
that's when
he had
that's
a beard
when you know
net
it's
on.
Real, dude. That's when you know that motherfucker's got some crusty-ass lice or some shit.
That nigga looked like Randy Starks.
Y'all been,
hey,
been to cooking?
Been to where?
You been to cooking at BP? Cookout?
Yeah.
Nah,
I've been
man.
There. That's just Cookout's good, on point, man.
Yeah, it is.
It's cheap as fuck, though. Like, it's like
yeah.
scary cheap though. That shit's scary cheap. It's cheaper than McDonald's, and that like I don't understand how you can get a fucking a 5-course meal for $2, dog. I don't understand that shit.
They serve that shit in like unmarked white styrofoam to go plates.
Man,
yeah,
they cut costs on everything. I just don't understand it though. Like, how does that even make sense? You can get a fucking filet mignon, fucking steak, fucking everything, dude, for like $2.99, dude. You walk out of that bitch under $5 every time.
I come out of there. Well, I throw that chili dog for $1.45 on there every time, killing me.
Nah, but they got that.
I throw a piece of cheesecake and a chili dog with just chili on the end of every order.
Nah, they got the Costco plastic utensils, and then they got the work release team back there. Just don't watch them make that shit, and that shit is gold.
Man, that shit. They got both.
Hey, who's the best player y'all have played in our league this year?
The best player?
Yeah.
I ain't played nobody good yet. I'm just kidding. No, I'd say probably Larry or JSD.
I'd say EA probably looks the best. EA and Cody.
JSD looked like some bullshit versus Larry the other night, dog.
I haven't played D-Dub yet, though.
I knew what JSD was
doing. JSD was throwing out covers.
I said JSD.
And I knew every play he was running. I knew 75% of the plays he was running by formation. If he was
JSD ran
play,
he runs play
running
action shot.
Wheel.
Yo, he runs play action shot like a shit ton, dude. Like, he comes out in that formation, you know that shit's gonna be play action shot with that wheel, with that fucking play action wheel built in to the post.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that play doesn't even work.
That's his money play, dog. That shit was
that
not
play
working.
Is
I had
awful.
Lock. I had that shit on lock.
That play doesn't get anybody open. It just gives you one-on-one jump balls. That's all it does.
You hit two of those.
Dude, JSD should not have beaten you, bro.
Man, I came back from 17 down after a bunch of bullshit and had the ball with a chance to go down and win and fucking was looking for a play I haven't run in a game all year and couldn't find the fucking formation. Man.
Well, who y'all think's the favorites in each conference right now for the playoffs?
You ain't played EA, have you, Cody? Or did you?
No, I haven't played EA.
I'm
gonna whack that ass like always, though.
Ooh.
I know what he puts his number one in the slot and runs fucking drags and slants, dog. I know what he does. Fucking slot post
that
and
is,
shit.
That is the usual suspect.
It's gonna cut. Like, I'm telling you, when you play people like Stebs and EA, it really just comes down to who turns the ball over.
Yeah. I got Stebs rattled when I played him. I beat Stebs, but I had him rattled, I think, because he started fucking up and throwing interceptions and shit.
I didn't punt one time against Stebs. That fucker got, like, 4 fumbles.
Literally, I got
some
like, shit for y'all this year. Hey, man, we need to expand this show. This shit's already done, bros.
What?
Yeah, like, we
yeah,
need
man.
To... Fuck, man. We're going to get at y'all next week. Hey, we need to seriously
We could start another one in like 30 minutes. After midnight, you can start another one.
Who can,
ABPC?
Is anyone on the computer?
That barbecue place I sent you, bro? That barbecue place on my Morehouse?
Yeah, that shit was
good. This motherfucker still talking about food, dog.
We need to hit that up, Cody. We in Atlanta again, Cody. There's this barbecue place. It's a barbecue place from Compton that got us open one up in Atlanta. 2012 Hoodie Award winner.
Oh, shit, dude.
He said 2012.
That's what it said. I'm going down there tomorrow 22. Night.
2012 Hoodie Award winner?
It's Texas Barbecue from Compton.
Oh, fuck, dude. This is all sorts of fuck. It's Texas Barbecue from Compton. That's in Atlanta, dog?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Open the second location.
This nigga won the he won the Compton Park Cookout 2008 3 years running, bro.
They gave him a recycled fucking softball fucking award for it. That's what he got on that bitch, dog. It's a recycled bowling award, dog.
Bledsoe's, BLUDSO, world famous, winner of 2012.
Oh, so he's a blood,
world.
Huh?
Ooh,
he's a blood?
Damien Scribes,
hey, co-owner. Hey, Ron, I can hook that next show up if you want to at midnight.
Who all was on the call? Just me, you, and Cody?
Yeah.
I can't tell because I can't get in the studio.
Cody, you're supposed to be the producer, huh?
Yeah, I'm on my way to work, so... when I get into work, I can produce, but I can't do it right. I can't do it from my fucking phone.
We need people to call in because we got people playing games in other leagues and shit.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Nathaniel Thibodeau on here talking about Tier 3. His Twitter feed or his Twitch feed.
Who said that?
Nathaniel Thibodeau's Twitch channel is called Tier 3.
Yeah.
How do y'all dudes that ain't one shit want to be in a higher tier, though? Like, explain that shit to me.
Like, okay, he was good, but he only played, like, a couple of seasons, and then he, like, bounced or some shit.
He only played one thing. He didn't even play the first thing. He quit.
I beat the shit out of him one game, and he cussed me out and left.
He said
something like you were calling him out for personnel matching, but you weren't personnel matching or something.
No, he said I was personnel matching. He wasn't personnel matching, but he said I was taking advantage of the rules because I was running out of spread.
Out of
that
11?
Makes no sense because all you have to do, I've always said if you run nickel, you have one more, you know what I'm saying, in the box.
If you put hats in the box, no matter what you're in.
You can run nickel versus anything. So
yep.
if you
yep.
have not come up. Like, and especially this year with the double A gaps, like, if you can't stop a three or four wide with your nickel, then you haven't worked on it.
People,
so I don't even care.
People have been getting bailout block sheds. The last 2 years have had a hell of a bailout block sheds, or else I'd still be running for 4,500 yards.
Yeah, dude.
Hey,
like,
this year
pisses me off. Like, you can run 3.35 and pretty much fucking lock down every run. I don't understand it. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't know if it's the spread or whatever. Like, but like I can line up an I form and those motherfuckers like just come in free every time and like hit me in the back. It just makes no sense. I don't get it.
They'll shoot a gap.
Yeah, exactly.
Every lineman is covered, so they're just shooting gaps with the guys in behind. You gotta take that shit outside.
I watched some of that C3 tournament on YouTube. And it was like Sirius Moe and like there you might he's probably like the best like year in and year out. He wins like all the tournaments. And these guys literally run up. They come out in 4.3 every play and run nanos and B gaps and like they have nanos to where they can send like 2 and 3 and get like untouchable like A gap pressure and shit. But nobody was running trips or quads or anything that would have like exploited that. So like, I just don't understand.
They were all running like fucking pistol bunch tight end or some shit probably.
They were all trying to run like strong power and then like one of the favorite lobby plays this year, which is actually not that lobby is actually gun normal inside zone. and they all they put like a tight end in the slot, and then they'll like run that shit to, and then they'll like they'll cut that shit to the right, to the left, to up the mid. Like they'll literally run that shit like a counter. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
the problem was I'm like these. Nope. If you ran trips against that shit and you ran any kind of flood, you would have literally got 10 a pop. And it's like these dudes getting paid to play Madden and don't know anything about football, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that shit is crazy to me. Like trips Madden is something to where it's like there are certain formations to where you make you hold people accountable by how they line up. And like over formation, a trips formation, you can get a hat or two or three versus these bums every single play. But they don't play like that. They just, like, their blitzes are so good that they have a blitz to where they'll bring two or three and they'll get a sack on first down when you're blocking six and they bring three and then it's just over. You know what I'm saying? And then they'll run strong power and they'll run inside zone and run it like a counter or they'll run it like a sweep. They can make like the inside zone look like any run they want to make it look like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I noticed that watching JSD film. He'll come out in that big twins and the gun.
Yeah.
He'll run inside zone, outside zone. He'll bounce it outside and get to the sideline every time. And it's not even like a cut outside. It's just like run straight outside. Like you, it's like you can't even tell it's inside zone.
Yeah, and that's the problem. It's like the way they made this year, the running backs can cut on a dime. But, I mean, if you're going to a tournament where you're playing for money, you should be trying to break the game. I'm not fighting them. If I was playing for hundreds or thousands of dollars, I would do that shit too. But it was just amazing to me, like, looking at the finals. I'm like, yo, if you lined up in trips, you could literally – get anything that you wanted, but whatever, man. I just feel like a lot of the shit that people run versus spread formations with a nickel, and like even like psycho is like a really good formation to me because if you run it the right way, you can get people in the right gaps. But I don't know. Some people just play
psycho. The only thing I noticed about psycho this year is it began to tore up by the run. Like if you come out in like a single back or some shit and they're running psycho, you'll tear that shit up with the run. They just get blocked out.
I haven't noticed it that bad. A lot of people are so afraid. Like, there was a dude that came out, like you said, Cody, he came out in strong. I think the dude that won it, actually, he came out in strong close, and he ran toss and dive the whole way down.
Yeah, dog, I'm telling you, toss out of strong and fucking fullback dive. That's all you need. And on all pro, that's all you need is toss and strong and fucking fullback dive. And then, like, throw in a couple, you know, those glitchy-ass fucking shot plays to get some face throws, and that's about it.
That's just gay. I'm gonna cook both of y'all boys, though. I'm gonna let y'all know that right now.
Ron, I ain't scared of you in the playoffs, bro.
Last time you said
you
that, you were conditionally spot afterwards.
I'm scared of you in regular season. I ain't scared of you in the playoffs. You'd be fucking up in the playoffs.
You know why I fucked up last year? Because I scripted my shit.
Man. All I know is you be fucking up in the playoffs recently, so.
Recent? What are you talking about?
Like, in the past couple of
years. That's how you know I'm good. Like, I won two or three Super Bowls last year, and I'll be fucking up in the playoffs recently.
No, I'm talking about, like, after you won those two Super Bowls, you start fucking up.
I lost to George Meade in the playoffs, I think, my second to last year. I beat the shit out of him this year. Because you know what I do in the playoffs? I get, you know when you start playing tight?
I know what you do.
Like,
I know what you do. You're like,
and that's
you're
why,
like,
that's why
you
say that, because, like, Cody's like, when I live against you and you play free, you're hard to stop. But when you start playing tight, you're not that good.
Exactly, because you'll be like, oh, I got numbers. I'm a audible to this run play. Instead of running your pass play, you'll be like, I'm gonna audible to this run play, and then some block shit happens, and you get hit for a loss on like third and
but
two
that's,
or
but
something.
But that's
shit.
Smart though. But that's smart football though.
I understand that. I understand that it's smart, but it's also Madden and bullshit be happening where like. On third and two, you'll draw up like a stick or some shit or like a play that you know you can get the first down with, but you'll come out, you'll have the look of like an inside zone, so you'll audible to an inside zone, and then there'll be a block shed, and you'll get hit for a loss and then have to punt. Like, that shit just happens.
But see,
like,
this is the problem.
I feel like that shit happens to you so much.
It does, but this is the problem. I pass so well that y'all forget that, like, I'm literally top three in the league, like the regular season in rushing every year. So, like, I'm doing the same shit in the regular season. It's just that I have pass plays that work that I don't get to, and I beat myself up over it. But I'm going to take the run look every single time. Like, I'm not programmed as a play caller to be like, I have the inside zone look. It's double high, and he's giving it to me, and it's third and two and not run it. I'm going to run it every time. So I can't.
Yeah,
I know. Can't
not I know. I mean, I do the same shit, but I always catch myself, like, getting fucked over because on third and, like, two, and I got the right look for it, there'll be some block shit from the heavens, and I'll be hitting the backfield like, well, looks like I got a fucking punt now.
But then what do I do if I pass it, though? Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you pass it and you get a deflection, or actually – I mean, you could make the arguments where I could pass every time, but
yeah, no,
I don't
totally
know.
Like this game, I feel like this game is like built more around the pass game. Like this game is it's hard to get a run game going unless you like have, I don't know, unless you have like a really great offensive line. It's really tough.
Yeah, but who's first? And I think me and Larry are first in the league, second in the league in rushing.
I was first before my vacation, and then I went on vacation, and I'm not first anymore.
I've been going crazy. I'm in first by
like
600 yards now.
I know at one point, right before I went on vacation, I was first in passing and first in rushing, and then, like, second in defense. But then I went on vacation, and I put all my backups in, so I lost all those numbers. But
here's the
man,
benefit
I wasn't
if it's
running
third
the
and three, and you have hats, and you run the ball because you have hats. You're not. You're still punting.
Yeah, because
yep.
Block shed.
That's why I always, because like you can't coach against block shed. That's like real life. Like if you're going against a team and it's like you have the right look, but they get a block shed, you got to live with it though.
Yeah,
you have to because
like
at the end of the day, the margin for error of passing is still always higher. So.
Yeah.
I was just wondering about how you run the ball.
Early
I
got to
run it to work.
Now I'm running it.
I got to run into
work. You running to work?
Yeah, I'm running to work. But, hey, we can start another show in, like, 30 minutes if you want. Let me go check in
shit,
and see what's going to work.
I'm going
to
be in bed, bro. I got to be at work early. But I'll catch y'all in the next round.
All right, guys.
All right, bros.
Good talking to y'all. I'll see y'all in the playoffs, hoes.